Hey guys, it's the Evan and Caitlin podcast, the show where we still don't know what our intro is. Seriously, in the first podcast episode, we mentioned that we worked on that intro for 2 days, and then...
Well, I think we need to clarify, because if someone thinks we worked on that specific intro for 2 days, they'd be like, man, you guys need to spend your time differently, because it was not worth it. We spent a couple of days looking into, like, different formatting for podcasts, mm-hmm. and music choices, and lots of different things, and how to get them set up. It wasn't just, like, 2 days to come up with that specific intro.
But just wanted to give you guys a heads up that things might be changing as we continue to work on this. We also have a few announcements. We are now officially, I think, on all podcast apps, Apple, Google, like, Stitcher, all the places, I think. So we should have all of those links down in the description below. And we also, like, the first launch that we had on Friday was a little bit
hectic
because we were launching two videos at once.
The video and the podcast, but we
realized that we should probably move that date, so we're going to be moving it from Friday to Monday, so you guys are going to get two podcast episodes pretty close together.
Yeah, so like the one today and a one. Another in a few days. So today our main topic is going to be about the TV show that didn't happen.
Yeah, and I think that We've told our patrons about this, but I'm not sure how much. And we announced it on Instagram, I think.
Well, very, very briefly.
But we
haven't really gone into the details with most people. And it's something that happened towards the end of last year. So I think it'll be interesting to kind of, you know, for our patrons who've already heard a little bit about the story, we can kind of reflect on how we feel about it now that we're kind of out of the middle of it. Because we were... so stressed during all this.
We were so stressed.
And
this is a big decision.
Yeah, and for everyone who hasn't heard it, now you'll get the inside scoop of some of the back end stuff that was like consuming our thoughts for weeks, months. I don't even know how long last year.
We also are going to be doing Game Time again, which I'm so excited
about.
Oh my gosh.
We have two potential games. It kind of depends on how long we talk about the TV show stuff. One would be Would You Rather. The other one is a game we're calling Guess What? TV Show Music Edition.
Yeah, but so we're gonna play a song and see how quickly we guess what TV show it was from.
Yep.
And then we're going to try doing a thing of the week, because that seems to be a popular thing that podcasts do, and it sounded fun.
Yeah.
All right, okay. So let's get into the TV show that didn't happen. I don't want to like mention any specific networks or...
Yeah.
What the show was going to be about, so we're going to talk generally.
I think we can kind of say what it was going to be about-ish, because some of the stuff we're going to talk about won't make sense.
All right, to give you guys some context about what the show was going to be, it was going to be a backyard show where we work a lot with kids, and it was going to be on a kids' network, and we were going to be the host, which is really exciting, mm-hmm. but the show was going to kind of revolve around the kids and their parents and tell the story of the backyard makeover. And it was pretty cool because I think that would be good with kids.
Yeah, I think that would have been fun.
But at the same time, we're not like backyard people. I mean, I think that our most popular video right now, and it'll probably be for a while, is the concrete self-watering planter, where Caitlin starts it out with...
that we can't keep plants alive? Yeah, but you're getting kind of ahead of yourself.
Oh, okay. I am.
So, but going back to what Evan was saying is, you know, we're not really backyard people. We hadn't done... I think the shed that we just are releasing today is our first outdoor project.
Yeah.
You know, like we had never made a patio or done any sort of outdoor landscaping for real. I mean, we've done like just enough to barely maintain what's in our yard.
It's kind of a survival of the fittest.
In our yard?
In our yard.
It definitely is.
If it can survive by itself, it deserves a space in our yard.
Yeah. And if it can't, too bad.
Too bad.
That kind of gets to what you're just referring to with our most popular video, starting with how we can't keep a plant alive.
Mm-hmm.
So our biggest concern with this TV show was that they wanted to fit us into very specific roles. They wanted Evan to be a like backyard architect, and they wanted me to be the gardening enthusiast, which ties into like the first line in our video being, hey guys, we're Evan and Caitlin, and we can't keep a plant alive.
And I think the thing that really... was important to us going into this process is staying true to ourselves, staying true to how our online presence is as we have crafted it. And our whole approach to our social media presence online is just be ourselves, and that's a really sustainable thing.
Yeah, then you don't have to worry about like, oh, am I on brand?
Yeah, am I on brand? But whatever we want to do is on brand because it's us.
I think the hard thing with the TV show, though, was like there's so much back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, each party, us and the, you know, producers we were talking to, we have our own interest in mind. And so I think, you know, we didn't want to say anything right off the bat that was too like, oh, well, we would only do a show like this because that fits us best. We're like, okay, we could be open to a backyard show with kids. Like, that could be fun. But on the other hand, they wouldn't fully commit to saying, like, we want you to fill this very specific role and you have to do it this very specific way until the very end. It finally came out.
Work it out of them. We need to like extract that information.
And we were like months into negotiating things by that point.
Yeah.
Like we were to the point where we were already like looking at plane tickets to fly to New York.
Oh yeah. To interview with them and the executives and stuff. And it was really exciting because it was a great financial opportunity for us. At that point, we had gone full-time or we hadn't?
We hadn't quite, or we might have just gone full-time, but we hadn't announced it yet.
Yeah. And it would have been a great like kickstart for our career making content, mainly in terms of money.
It would have been a great kickstart for our bank accounts, but not for our career making content, because it would have meant it was a long show.
Yeah.
It was much, you know, most shows that we've, you know, from other people's experience who we talk to, who've done shows, most are like 10 or so episodes for a pilot season.
Mm-hmm.
For the first season, this would have been a 30 episode season and it would have taken the course over 3 or 4 months. And so that's a really long time.
And I think that would have
been away from your channel.
A really interesting learning experience. It would have been great financially. And then we could have just started making YouTube videos without as much concern for, you know,
getting sponsors
and all of that stuff. But at the same time, we wanted our brand integrity to stay true to us.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I think if it had been a better fit for us, we probably would have done it. Like we were already talking about, okay, we have a few months until it would start. We can double down on videos. That way we can still be releasing them.
And we started to. We started doubling down on videos
and like, we
that was a stressful time. I'm like remembering it now.
It was really stressful because we thought we might have to go away for several months, you know, and we would have had to move for those months. Like we wouldn't be living in our house. We wouldn't have our workshop.
Would like kind of take some of the workshop with us and make content around what we're doing and some projects there. But it would have been really hard.
We would have attempted, but I don't know if we'd be able to. Everyone we talked to said that
it's
shooting a show is super exhausting.
And it takes all of your time, way more time than you'd think.
Yeah, way more time. You know, we reached out to people, like we even called Jimmy. He was like the first one that popped into our head when we were like, okay.
This is like the perfect
like,
person to talk
YouTube
to right now.
YouTube makers who have experience with TV shows. And it was interesting because he agreed like, yeah, this could be a really good opportunity. And financially, that's like they're offering you guys a lot for a first time show. But he also said like, it's really hard to be away from your channel. There's so much time just like standing around on set where you want to be making something and you feel like you should be spending your time better and you just kind of have to wait.
I also think that when it comes to TV, when you get exposure to like a broader audience within a certain context, that kind of, to some degree, formalizes your role within TV, if that makes sense. Like you get
like we would be like the backyard people.
And I we're not the backyard people.
We're not. Our proposal to them was like, what about we're just two normal people who aren't professional landscapists or architects, who are like learning alongside the kids.
That'd be perfect.
We would totally be down to do some backyard stuff if we were like, okay, if we can learn this, you, the audience watching the show, can learn this too, and let's figure stuff out, because that's very much what we do on our channel. Like, we don't claim to be experts at things.
But I think it was especially difficult in this situation because the network came to the production company with a concept in mind.
Usually it's the other way around, where a production company will like pitch a show to a network.
Yeah.
So this show was very set in stone.
There wasn't
really negotiating what we could. I mean, maybe it would be the same case if it was the other way around, where the production network came up with the show.
Yeah, and I think the red flags really started to pop when we were talking with the representative at the company we were working with, and they were telling us how we've kind of already been sold to the network. And they described me as someone who just loves backyards and can't like see a backyard without imagining how to redo it. And that was quite far from the truth.
Yeah, and the way that they described me to the network was that I was a gardening enthusiast that just loved gardening. And I told her like, I actually don't really like gardening. Like, I'm not good at it, and I can't really keep things alive. She was like, well, could you learn to like it?
Snap. That was the point
where I was like, okay.
Yeah. I think the other major turning point for us is we talked with one of our family friends who's a producer in Hollywood, and she really warned us about these contracts and how the company that's like the network that owns the content, they can cancel at any time. It's within their right to cancel. But when you sign up, you sometimes have to sign up for 3 seasons or 4 seasons, and evidently it's really hard to pull out of that.
Well, if you pull out, like, you could get sued, you could get blacklisted from ever doing a show again.
Yeah, because you signed a contract saying, I'm down for this, and we just weren't. And a lot of these shows, I mean, it does make sense if they are...
It makes sense, yeah. I mean, yeah, they don't want to, like, invest all this time and money into a show where, like, you're the host of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's different if you're, like, going on... and it's like a competition
like show,
or something like that.
Yeah.
But if you're like the host, you're the face of it, and if they invest all this money in you, and then after one season, you're like, I'm kind of done. So I understand, but it still like sucks for us because we wouldn't be able to test it out and then decide we didn't want to do it anymore.
And the farther we go with that concept, the like more would get typecast as those people.
Yeah.
You know, and I think
backyard loving gardening enthusiasts.
And I think that, you know, with the experience with YouTube, being able to fully craft our own identity and continue to explore and grow in new directions, that was such a good fit for us, because going from like, I don't know what the right word is, but like normal people jobs into just like entertainment roles, we've found ourselves through that. I think we talked about it some in the last podcast, but I don't think that we really knew, I don't know, who we were.
Well, I think like we're still kind of in the process of figuring out like
how to be the most us.
Yeah, like on our channel. But imagine being on set, and we ask them like, okay, are we given lines, or do we just get to say what we want to say?
Yeah,
like,
and how much creative control do we have
over the projects? And it was basically like, we get no control over the projects. Like a whole team is coming up with stuff weeks ahead of time, which again makes sense, because we'd be doing like 2 backyards a week. There's no way to
actually do that all yourself.
Yeah,
you know?
No way to do that all yourself. So we wouldn't really have too much input in the projects themselves. We would be set up for certain scenarios, like, okay, you're gonna meet the family now, and you need to ask the daughter what she wants for the backyard. And it's like, there's only so creative you can get with that. Like, hi, nice to meet you. What do you want for the backyard? you know, like, so they're like, we'll give you prompts and scenarios and you get to say it in your own words. But it still seemed very like line feedy, especially if they were trying to portray us. Like if I was already super into gardening, I could probably wing it. But if I know nothing about gardening, I'm going to have to get every line fed to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like, and then that what makes is this it even thing worse. And how does it work?
Yeah.
And then
it's
you
like,
need to repeat that information back to like, the camera.
Oh, there's different soil for cactuses versus other plants. I actually did know that because we planted our succulents in our self-watering planter.
Yeah.
And I had to look that up because I didn't know it. So one fact I can pull out is that cactuses need certain soil. But like, I don't know.
But it's also such a contrast to where we're at right now, where we can be so honest. And that's like encouraged, you know? I love that with YouTube, being real is like a positive.
Yeah.
And a bonus for us.
Yeah. Whereas it seems like on TV, they say and they think they want being real, but they want being real within the confines of a very specific box that they have formulated for you.
Yes.
You know, it's kind of how it felt.
And I think that when it's, we also learned this new term, new term to us, OcuSoap is where they make a TV show around your occupation in a way. And that's kind of...
That's kind of like Fixer Upper or like... What's the one my dad watches? Pawn Stars?
Oh, yeah, Pawn
Stars.
You know,
or like things like that where it's like kind of more reality TV.
And of course, things are somewhat scripted and staged just for logistical reasons.
Yeah.
But at the same
time... But they're still basing it around like
what you do
in your life.
Who you are.
They're just like formulating it for TV.
Yeah. And there's just some logistics that go into that. But I feel like you can still be who you are. Whereas if we're hosting a show with a certain... you know, objective in mind and, you know, I know we'll never really have full creative control like we do on YouTube,
but at the same time,
it seems like we'd have a higher chance of being able to be our true selves on a TV show, kind of like an OcuSoap, as opposed to a scripted host type show. Yeah. I think another thing that was interesting to us when they came to us kind of pitching this idea and everything, they said, but we can give you all this exposure. And that was something that we went back and forth on because I'm not really sure. Because think about how many TV shows like this that are launched on all these different networks. And then how many hosts can you like know their names of?
Literally only Chip and Joe.
Literally only Chip and Joe. So if that success rate is like, man, Chip and Joe have been around for 4 years...
Yeah, five seasons or I don't know.
And
exactly.
How many different networks are trying to do what they're doing? Probably, you know, like 10 networks or something, some that we may not even know.
Well,
of.
There's a lot of shows. A ton of networks because a lot of them are like,
But let's say that like there have been 100 potential chances within that time, and Chip and Joe were the only one that kind of blew up with their social media presence and their name and their books and all that jazz. But like if I try to picture the names of like the Love It and List It hosts. Love It or List It?
Oh,
hosts.
Yeah.
It's like, do you know their names?
No.
No. And would you look them up on social media?
No.
No. Right?
Yeah. You just like, if they're, and that was a big show. So
that
that's not even
show.
The best example.
I know, but like, that's like a good case scenario, like a best case scenario where you've had so many seasons. I don't even know their names.
Yeah. But there's so many shows, there's like Flip It Atlanta and Flip It Dallas and Flip It, or I don't even know. I could just be making these up. Yeah. I am making these up, but there's probably shows like that.
And then there's even like super popular ones, like that Extreme Treehouse one that your dad likes.
Yeah. I don't know that guy's name.
Some people might, you know, but, and there might be like some legitimacy lended to that. But I think at the same time.
But again, we're looking at shows that are... I mean, I don't really know anything about the Treehouse show, but like the ones that pop into my head are ones that where there's already been multiple seasons.
Yeah.
There's a lot that we don't even know about.
Yeah.
You know what I
mean? There's so many that just like pop up and disappear.
And we even like looked up hosts to similar shows and like it doesn't look like there was a big difference in the before and after.
Yeah. Yeah. We did
both
our research,
before
guys.
The show and after the show.
So at the same and going away for 4 months on social media would... I think hurt us more than any potential gains that we would make with a show.
Yeah. I mean, we would still try to post, but there's a lot of stuff during filming where like you can't post.
Yeah. You can't post.
It's all secret, you know? So like we'd have to either be super vague or just not say anything about it. And all of a sudden we're like not in our workshop, you know?
Yeah.
It's just pictures of our cat for a few months.
just turn into the, hey, that might do pretty well.
Yeah, it might do well. I follow a lot of cat Instagram accounts.
Caitlin does.
Our and feed is like
they
makers
have way
and
more
cats.
Followers than we do.
I know.
But I think that that was a lot of our thoughts going back and forth. And it was a big decision for us to make. And there were moments where we thought that we were 100% in.
Yeah, there were definitely moments.
It wasn't like, it wasn't really, I'm in between, I don't know. It kind of flip-flopped between yes, let's 100% do it, and no, let's 100% not do it.
Yeah.
There wasn't really much time spent in the middle, but we flipped so many times.
Yeah, I know, like, now, us looking back on it, because we ultimately decided no, it kind of sounds like we were doubtful the whole time, but there were definitely times where we were like, let's just do this.
Let's just do it. Let's just say yes to all the things.
Yeah, it's hard to not say yes to stuff. And I know that's a problem a lot of people have, but it feels like you're passing up an opportunity. It's like, yeah, I could just keep doing what I'm doing, but this is this crazy opportunity that I may not ever get again. So mm-hmm. there was definitely times where we were like, let's just do it.
Yeah, let's just try.
Just
see it. And the worst case scenario is we're well off financially and we can just get back to YouTube. But I think that one of the other factors that really kept us in the YouTube camp and not crossing over to TV was, in the end, what we want to do with our lives is make content for ourselves, like on YouTube and with the podcast and, you know, however we want to do it. We want to grow that, invest our time into it, sustain it, and be our own bosses. That was the whole point of us breaking off. And we, at that point, we were already kind of having some success. We saw the trajectory. We knew that we were going to be able to do it. There wasn't, at that point, any doubt in our minds that we were mm-hmm. going to make this.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seemed like almost a step back in a way to pull back from creating that content and create something else for a while. Because what I see us doing is just continuing to do this content creation for the rest of our lives. Unless, like, who knows, YouTube implodes and every other social media platform fails. You never know. But like, I just don't see that happening. It's too popular. It's growing too much. And people really like it, you know?
Yeah.
And there's a demand for it.
Yeah.
So that demand will be met by someone.
Yeah.
And it'll probably be YouTube. I mean, we've only been doing this for so long, but I feel like we've seen other companies try to struggle against, like,
The
mighty YouTube, and they have this feature or that feature, but it's
like
just
VidMe.
Yeah, VidMe, that's so cute.
Yeah, we tried stuff VidMe, on
VidMe. Yeah, but it just wasn't meant to be.
So I don't know about you. Going back to the TV show stuff a little bit, because that wasn't our first like interaction with TV show stuff, and it wasn't our last.
Yeah.
We've had. You know, it's just the one that went the farthest where we were actually like looking at some preliminary contract type stuff.
Yeah.
And we like
got
signed with an agent and
we're looking to work with a lawyer and everything. Because guys, these contracts are no joke.
Oh, yeah. Oh, one of the crazy things is like, let's say we have, you know, we have like certain sponsor relationships with companies that we really like working with. If we sign with this company, we might not be able to do like sponsor deals with a lot of different companies for years.
Yeah, years.
So it's like, yeah, we might make money doing the show, but then we don't make any money from our highest income source right now, which is sponsors.
Yeah, because let's say that we work with company A and that company works with company B, and there's company C, which is a competitor to company B.
You've already lost
that's
me.
That's so confusing. Okay. Let's just say that if we were on the TV show and we advertised for a company, we wouldn't be able to work with their competitors for a certain period of time.
Yeah. But not even just that.
Yeah.
Because we would be associated with the TV brand and they're lending us like followers.
Oh geez. But it's like we're lending them our audience.
But if we are promoting a totally unrelated, even non-competitor brand on our own channel, it's like, it's still tying it to them in their minds, because they might be sending people from the show to our channel, and then we're sending people from our channel to the company.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just competitors.
Yeah. I think that especially now with everyone, with people growing their own independent social media presence, I think that there is a lot of uncertainty between ownership of audience in a way, right? Because it's like they think that they have some claim to our audience, and we say, no, this is ours. We've built this in a way.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. It just seemed messy. And it's
so messy.
Oh, this is what I was going to ask you beforehand. How do you feel about TV show stuff now? Because I still, every time we get an email, I still, like, my anxiety perks up.
Oh, no.
And part of it is like, well, maybe it could be great. And then part of it is like, could just be another series of multiple calls and...
waste of time.
Waste of time. And even if it goes through, like, we're going to have to go through all of that inner turmoil again. Like,
looking backwards, it's pretty clear that we made the right decision.
I agree. But I'm curious what you think looking forwards.
Looking forwards, I still am not 100% closed off to the idea, but it would have to be something that was perfect in a way.
Yeah.
And I don't know, that's the thing. I don't know what perfect is. We tried to brainstorm what it would be, and we couldn't really come up with anything. Even if they made a show about us making YouTube videos and about what we do with our lives and stuff, that would be like, in a way, in air quotes, the least invasive, but at the same time, the most invasive. Yeah. Even if that was what the show was going to be about, if you think about it, we make one video per week, and that's not a quick enough turnaround for what a TV show needs.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. They need, like, the equivalent of an entire house makeover a week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And that's
for
that's
TV.
That's way
wonder,
too much.
I do wonder if, because, like, especially on HGTV and those channels and stuff, it has just escalated and escalated. Like, it used to be, like actual DIY projects or like room makeovers on a budget or things like that.
Now it's like an entire house per episode.
Yeah. And it's like crazy extravagant stuff that most people will never, most people A, like have no ability to do themselves and B, like most likely can't afford.
Yeah. And even when it's like, even the shows where it is just a single room, that room is done so crazily, I'm not even sure if it's practical.
But I can't even think of any shows where it's just a room anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, everything is like a whole house. But I do wonder if like it will start swinging, the pendulum will start swinging in the other direction at all. If people start wanting stuff that is a little bit more real and a little bit more
relatable
in a way. Yeah.
Practical, maybe? Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
because none of these shows are really that practical anymore.
I'm sure there are some out there. And, you know, we're not the like most qualified people to be talking
cable.
About TV. We don't even have cable. But it's, I don't know. It's interesting. I could see it kind of swinging in the other direction. Even with things like...
That'd be exciting.
Making It show.
Yeah.
You know, that's like people doing a project per week. And
we've
they have
We've only
access.
Watched one episode, but...
I watched two. Again, not the cable TV experts. But that, I don't know, that seems kind of like going in the other direction where it's like a project.
Yeah.
That and people are actually doing themselves.
And in some ways, I kind of see YouTube as kind of a predictor of what a large audience, a large percent of the population likes. It's kind of like how when you're browsing Reddit, Reddit is like the front line of internet trends.
Yeah.
And then you see it on Facebook. Like a week later.
Yeah, that's true.
I kind of see like YouTube being the precursor to what TV might eventually do. Now, some things don't carry over, but I just see YouTube getting more and more. The content on YouTube that is doing well are people really being themselves.
Yeah.
At least that's the segment of YouTube we watch.
Yeah.
Another thing that we're discovering is YouTube is gigantic. And there's no way to even understand all of the content that's out there. There's new people we find out about all the time that are gigantic, and there's this whole space we didn't even know about.
Yep.
And it's intimidating.
I don't know if it's intimidating. For me, it's more just like, that's part of YouTube I don't need to be a part of.
Yeah, oftentimes
like,
that is the
audience,
case.
That's not audience, and that's not the type of content that we want to consume. So it's like, that's okay. It can live here, too. We can all live here together.
Yeah.
Should we do our game?
Yeah, I feel like there could be more that we could talk about, but that might just be hitting like the same points again and again. So I think let's move to the game.
Yeah, if especially you guys have further questions about it, we can always do some follow-up stuff.
Yeah, yeah, leave comments below
on
the YouTube
video. Yeah, in the video description.
And if you're not listening to this on YouTube, then go to YouTube.
And leave a comment, because that's where we'll see it.
Or what you can do is you can go to iTunes now, because we're on iTunes, and leave suggestions as reviews with 5 stars.
Yes, that is the other alternative, yes.
Alrighty, guys, so let's go to the show.
How long have we been talking? Should we play a quick game or a long game?
Let's play the long game.
Okay, that's the one I want to play.
We're only 30 or so minutes in.
Okay, we're good. So this game, we're super excited about it. It's not maybe not the most original game, but it's gonna be fun.
It's gonna be fun. So since we are filming it, there's gonna be a video element to this for anyone who's watching it. But the main thing is the audio. But Caitlin can't, or we neither of us can see the visuals because the visuals will give it away.
So we're gonna be closing our eyes.
Yeah, we have to close our eyes. So can I pick for you first?
Yeah. Well, we should say what we're doing.
Okay. Go for it.
Okay. So basically,
I'm just so excited.
I know. Me too. We each went through and found a bunch of TV show theme songs. It could be TV or Netflix shows, mm-hmm. and we downloaded the songs and. One person is going to play the song. The other person has to guess it. It's very simple.
Very simple.
Guess what TV show song this is.
Yeah. Now, there are some easy ones and some hard ones in the things that I've picked for you.
You picked hard ones? I thought you told me they're all easy.
They're mostly easy.
Okay. I picked some idioms.
They're hard if you don't. If you've never watched them, they're going to be really hard. Okay. Let's go.
Eyes closed.
Okay. I need to pull up my notes.
Do you not even remember what they are?
No, I know. All right. You ready for the first one?
Eyes are closed, yes.
Go.
Oh, I know this.
I'm going to pause there. Just because, like...
Is that Space Ghost?
That's Space Ghost. Space Ghost. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. One for
high
one.
Five. Blind high five. Okay. Do I get to do one for you?
No. I think that I'll just go through all of these.
No, I think we should. I want to take
alternate. Two. Okay. I'll do. Let's do three
okay.
each. All right. One concern I definitely have is
that we pick the same songs.
That's one concern. But another concern that I have is that if we play too much of a theme song, it's going to get flagged.
Oh yeah. We'll do it quickly.
Okay. Also, if this video gets demonetized, it's worth it.
Yeah, it's so fun. Okay.
This is a hard one. This is like so much nostalgia for me right now. Isn't my singing so good?
Yeah, it's really good. Okay, nostalgia for you.
Uh-oh, I gave a hint.
Which means probably not nostalgia for me, so I'm guessing a show. I know that song.
You know the song.
I'm guessing... Can I open my eyes in between, by the way?
Okay, I'm going to minimize it.
Yeah, being blind.
Okay, you can open your eyes.
Okay. Oh, it's so bright in here. Okay.
I can continue playing if you want.
Johnny Quest?
Yeah, you got it! Yeah! Okay. I wanted to put
your
out a challenge.
Your clue gave it away.
Oh, dang it. Okay.
Eyes closed again. Okay.
This is so fun. Okay, so this one, you only get like 1 second.
Okay. Dexter. Dexter's Lab.
Okay.
That was good. All I needed was a second. I wonder if anyone else got that.
Okay. I accidentally clicked into your folder, but I didn't see anything.
Can I open my eyes?
Yeah, you can open your eyes.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Close your eyes again?
Close my eyes again?
Yeah, close your eyes.
Did you have it open somewhere else?
I have a list of them on the side.
Oh, I didn't see.
Okay.
Okay, can I open my eyes again? Okay. Oh, did you see mine?
No.
So organized. Okay.
Oh, 99.
Okay, yeah.
Brooklyn 99.
Start with the easy one. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to go with a... I'm not going to say anything about these.
They're back online in just a little bit. I'm excited to watch.
I know. That's why that was the first one I downloaded because I was so excited for 99.
Generic cartoon show?
Got to answer.
That's not Looney Tunes. Okay, play a little more.
I'll skip ahead some.
Oh, Tom and Jerry. Yeah!
I knew the fail would give it away. Okay, I'm going to do one more for you.
Oh, gosh. Always Sunny?
No, but it's in the same vein, kind of. Like, if you like Always Sunny, you probably like this show.
Oh, Trailer Park.
Yeah!
Yeah!
I didn't know if you'd get that one. So, I've watched, like, every single episode of Trailer Park Boys, and I don't think you have, but you've heard that song so many times.
I've heard it so many times.
From me watching it. Okay, that was three. Let me go back, and you can do a few.
Close your eyes.
Okay.
This
you did
so
good.
Fun.
I didn't know if you would get Trailer Park Boys.
it resonated with me in some way. I was like, I know this. All right, this is a good one. This is a good one.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. Tony Bravo!
Ah, yeah!
That was on my list, too!
Oh, dang it!
Tony Bravo!
I just want to get to one part of this. I just need to hear this one more time.
Man, I'm pretty.
Yeah.
Sassy.
Sassy. Sassy.
Studler.
Studler.
Man, I'm pretty. Oh, it's so good.
So good.
So much nostalgia.
Yeah. Okay, that was a pretty easy one. This is time for, like, I don't know if you know this, so this may be easy or it may be hard. This is a hard one. Yeah.
Is it Batman Beyond?
Yeah!
I downloaded Batman Beyond!
Oh, gosh, dang it!
What? Oh, man. Our brains are too similar.
Our brains are too similar.
That's such a good one.
It's so good. It's so good.
Bam, bam. It's so good.
That's the part. I just needed to wait until I played that one part. All right.
Oh, so good. Okay.
I get one more. This one is another one that you get like no time for.
Okay.
That's it.
Oh my gosh.
Because any more than that, you're going to get it.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's enough to get.
Okay.
Oh, Pokemon.
Yeah! The very best. I knew you'd be able to get it. You only needed the smallest amount.
This is the ultimate challenge. How quick of a blip can you get it on?
Yeah. Okay. It's your turn.
Okay. Can I open my eyes?
Yeah.
Both your things are minimized?
Nope. I didn't do it. Gosh, thanks. Okay, you're good now.
Okay. I'm going to give... I think we've been too easy on each other.
I have harder ones in my deck. It's the fast food one.
What's it called?
It's the meatball, the french fry, and the shake.
What's it called? I don't want to keep playing it because I don't want to get demonetized.
Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Yeah!
Yes!
Okay, close your eyes. Okay. I didn't know if you would get that one.
That was tough. That was more your song.
Yeah.
So, what the heck is this? Goosebumps.
Nope.
No, it's creepy. Casper.
Nope.
Fire Tales.
The fire noise should give it away.
It's like some Nickelodeon campfire show.
It is on Nickelodeon.
Does it have a campfire?
Yeah.
Play a little more?
It was almost at the end. I'll pick it up where it left off. That's
it. It's not Goosebumps?
No.
What's the show where kids tell tales around the fireplace?
Around the fireplace?
Oh, campfire, right? That's it.
Yeah.
Well, I have no clue what the name is. Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yeah!
Yeah!
Okay.
Thanks for the tip.
You're welcome. Okay.
That was a good one. That was a really good one. I'm detecting a theme around these. Oh, dang it.
Do you automatically start singing it in your head?
All right, do a little more. I'm not looking.
Okay.
It's not a cartoon. It is a cartoon. It's not a cartoon. Give me a hint.
Don't play Dado.
Oh, King of the Hill.
Yeah. Okay,
I think that was
three for me. Let me go back. Okay, this is so fun.
Okay, you're going to get it now. I'm going to go for a hard one.
Yeah, I gave you a couple. Are You Afraid of the Dark? It's kind of a hard one for you.
All right.
Jetsons?
Oh, dang it. I thought that was going to be hard. I failed. Okay, I'll give you a really hard one.
Okay.
5, 4, 3,
what?
2, 1.
I have no idea. It sounded like a rocket ship.
Yeah.
Is it a rocket ship show?
Kind of. So it's a show. There's five vehicles that like go around the world and save.
Five vehicles. What?
Five vehicles.
They're not rocket ships?
You may not have ever watched this. It's a really old TV series. It's like 1960s.
What?
Yeah.
1960s. Five. Four.
Okay, let me here, open your eyes and look at it. And like, does this recognize, do you recognize this at all?
Five. Four.
No. The heck?
One. Maybe this is a really like.
What show is this?
You're gonna hear it right now.
Birds are go.
Oh. It's puppets?
Yeah. Close your eyes.
Sorry, I didn't see any others.
Okay, Thunderbirds. Thunderbirds are go.
That was really hard. Did you watch that show?
I watched it a little bit. I had no clue if you've ever seen it. Okay.
Never.
I'll give you an easy one again. All right, I'll give you a little more.
Is Sailor Moon?
Yeah.
The voice is feeling me bad moonlight. Oh, daylight.
Sailor Moon.
That was good. I didn't remember the beginning starting that way, but.
All right. How many do I have left?
You have one more.
Okay. One more.
Until we switch. Yeah.
Okay. This one is potentially a hard one because I can't go past a certain time.
Okay. So many ducks.
We'll do it one more time. I know you've watched it, but the intro is like, until they start singing, it's kind of like hard to guess.
So it's something with singing.
But they start singing right away with their name.
With their name.
Yeah. Like the first words that are said is the name of the show.
It sounds like it's older. Like from when we were kids.
Okay.
Am I correct?
Okay.
Gotta give me something.
No, it's recent. It's recent.
Oh, it's recent.
It's one that we want to watch, but just have never been able to do. We've watched like a few, and it's something that like should totally appeal to us.
Do it one more time. Okay. Is it Adventure Time?
It's Adventure Time! Oh my gosh! Okay, open your eyes and watch this.
I totally do. Adventure Time is one of the shows we should love.
Yeah. This intro.
We do need to watch this show.
We do need to watch
this. Everyone loves the show, and we love Steven Universe, I feel like we would love. Adventure Time! Yeah. Mom, grab your friend. Yeah. That's what I'm used to hearing. Yeah. That's what I think of.
Yeah. But like, obviously I couldn't play it.
Yeah.
Did you guess it from the noises or just from the hints that I gave you?
Just from the hints.
Okay. So it's my turn to guess. To guess.
Yeah. Do you want to minimize everything?
Yeah. All right, you're good.
This is so fun.
Oh, I know this. Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
All right.
Too easy.
I didn't think I was going to be good at this.
I thought you were going to be really, really bad, so I was picking some easy ones for you. Okay, here's... This one might be a little harder.
Okay. I can't do this
all. That's all you get.
It's not How I Met Your Mother.
No.
Is it a show with real people in it?
Yes.
No hints? Okay.
I can play the whole thing. It's
Always
short.
Sunny?
No.
Superman. I'm no Superman.
Okay, so is it from the 90s? 2000s?
I think 2000s. It's not from the 90s. It's not that old. It's like, because 90s, that would be like Friends and stuff. It's newer than Friends.
Newer than Friends. All right. Scrubs!
Yeah.
Scrubs,
yeah!
Man, that's it's been a while since
I've been a while. Yeah,
Scrubs.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, I know this. Do it again. Do it from the beginning. Dexter.
Yeah.
You know what's so funny? It was a slap.
The slap?
That did it.
The mosquito slap?
Yeah. It was the mosquito slap that did it.
That's why I paused it before that the first time. Most of you get it. Okay, I guess that was three for me.
Yeah.
I'm going to count how many I have left. Okay, I have four left in total. Right. So you can go once more and then I'll go once more and we'll just finish it up. This is so fun.
This is so good.
Oh, Inspector Gadget.
Yes. Dun, 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 dun. Like the good Inspector Gadget, not before
the cartoon.
Like, the cartoon, not before the live action. Just completely messed it up. I just have to get to this one part.
Inspector Gadget. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. So good. So good.
That was a good one.
All right, here's another potentially good one.
Our world is in peril.
Oh, Captain Planet?
Ah, yes.
We did a lot of old cartoons.
Old cartoons, they're so good. So good.
Oh my gosh.
You know it, don't you?
Kind of.
They're bears. They're in a plane.
Bears in a plane.
Oh, yeah.
I know that.
Oh, yeah.
I know a show that has ducks in a plane. Called DuckTales.
This is like kind of the knockoff DuckTales.
Or maybe it's not. Gummy bears?
Gummy bears?
That's a show.
No. It's like adventures, like high seas.
Adventure bears. High seas bears.
All right, here. Let's see if you recognize it visually.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I do. Oh, I did watch this. I don't remember what it's called. Yeah. It was the same time frame as DuckTales.
Yeah. They're
and
like
it's also
at the
Disney.
Same time. Yeah.
Tailspin.
Tailspin.
Yeah. I did watch
this,
actually.
It's so good, right?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't see anything.
Okay, good. Yeah, it was a good one, but it's one of those shows that you just don't think about, right?
Yeah, I just didn't think about it.
Yeah, the name just didn't stick in our heads.
It's also not as catchy of a song as DuckTales, woo!
All right, this might be my last one. Let me see.
Flintstones?
Yeah! That's all you need.
I love when they're like so iconic. Okay. Right. Okay. Is my turn?
Yeah. Finish it out.
Okay.
Ooh, I know this. Ah.
You know it. I know you do.
Archer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, but I 100% know this.
Okay.
I just had to use my brain a little bit. Oh. It's like I half get it. I'm getting a phone call, guys.
That's not part of it.
This isn't part of the podcast. I should just answer and just like.
Do you know you're on a podcast right now? Okay, you ready?
Yeah. Fairly Odd Parents?
Nope.
Oh.
Timmy was an average kid. That's Fairly Odd Parents. I was gonna do that one, but then it. It's too obvious.
Like... Bam! I know it. I've seen the show. I know I've seen the show.
You have. We've watched every episode.
Really?
Yeah, we've watched every episode together.
Oh, geez, that's embarrassing.
No, it's not. Oh, embarrassing that you can't get it?
Yeah.
I was like, it's not an embarrassing show. Lots of people like it.
I can't even think of things we watch everything for.
Open your eyes real quick and then close them. Did you see what's on screen?
Yes. Liz Lemon.
Yeah.
30 Rock.
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, I know this. Okay.
That's good that you got it with like just a... I guess the building is a big part of it.
It's a building, yeah. It's 30 Rock.
Okay. Okay, eyes closed.
Eyes closed. Oh! I know this! Ren, like Kenan, like Captain Guy. And like there's falling obstacles and there's courses and they fall down. And the general.
What's it called?
I know what it is.
I know, but I don't want you to say the name.
Games. Something game.
It's three letters. Well, the
MXC. MXC. Yeah. MXC. BMX.
Okay.
Most Extreme Elimination Challenge.
Yep.
Oh, man. That's so good.
So good. Okay. I think I just have one more.
Is it the best one?
No.
Gilmore Girls.
Yeah. That's
how we're going out, guys. That's
it. I thought you, because you never watched this. My sister did
a lot.
Oh.
And you know how bad I am at not watching shows when they're on.
Oh, yeah. So you did watch a lot of Gilmore Girls.
I did. It was like my sister would put it on.
I thought that would be a wild card.
All of a sudden, I'm watching it too. Nothing wrong against it. It's just,
I think next time we need to be even harder.
We need to be harder. Yeah.
Because I think we were too easy on each other.
I liked it when I played like half a second for you.
That was good. I did that for you too, and you got some of them.
Wow, yeah. The Dexter was so good, just because I didn't recognize them. Like I kind of knew the music, but it was the slap.
Yeah.
That like, I was like, oh, that's Dexter.
Yeah.
And it's like, this is something you know, like...
You visualize
deep
it.
Deep down or something. It's like, it's not a conscious memory that I was pulling on for all of these. Yeah. It was like... long storage memories or something.
Yeah, especially, and Dexter wasn't even that long ago, but it's still like been a while.
It's been a while.
It.
It's like, I almost had like many seasons of life ago. And I was like, that's dramatic.
But it was.
It so was. All right, guys, one more thing we're going to do before we end the podcast. We're going to try doing the thing of the week because there's a lot of small things that we want to talk about. But there's like no place to talk about them at all.
Yeah. So it'll kind of be like, I know a lot of podcasts will do like what they're watching.
Etc.
We're leaving ours real open. It could be watching. It could be a thing.
We're just calling it things.
Thing of the week.
Okay. So my thing of the week is streaming and all of the peripheral stuff that goes along with it. Like the green screen, the lights, the camcorder we're using right now. We're using all of this also to stream on Twitch. And it's been such an awesome experience for us.
Yeah.
Because it's an entirely new way to express ourselves and to interact with our audience. And it's just been probably my favorite thing that we've done recently.
It's so fun. And it's so, like, casual.
It's so casual.
It just feels like hanging out. Yeah. Streaming has been awesome.
And, yeah, that's just my favorite thing of the week. Yeah.
So mine is... That is a good one.
Yeah.
That's kind of been, like... We've been, like, pretty obsessed with it lately.
We've been pretty obsessed with it,
We have been obsessed. So mine is a podcast that is probably the first one I can say that, like, I discovered later and I have binged the entire thing. And it's not a super, you know, it hasn't been around that super, super long, but there's probably, like, a year's worth of episodes.
Want me to guess?
Yeah.
Ologies?
No.
Oh.
Because that one, I actually haven't listened to all of them.
Oh.
I need to go back still. It's the ICG Creator Chat.
Oh, yeah.
With Hank Green from Vlog Brothers.
That's a good pick.
It is so good. And I've discovered a lot of YouTubers on there that are really big in their space. Mm-hmm. I just didn't know about. But so it's this podcast and some episodes.
It's very like insider.
It's very like, yeah, like insider baseball, YouTube stuff. But it's so interesting. Even if you don't know who the people are being interviewed, it's just so interesting to hear like... how they make their channel work and their thoughts on YouTube and their thoughts on like being independent creators.
Yeah.
And everyone has such different perspectives. It's super interesting. I know a lot of people listening don't necessarily like want to be on YouTube, but if you're someone who consumes YouTube videos,
and is curious about the behind the scenes workings of like working with brands, working with like everything that goes on behind the scenes that doesn't make it into the videos, because it's a lot.
Yeah, and there's a mixture of like, you know, some people are smaller channels like around 100 or less, and then some people are millions.
Yep.
So it's a lot of different perspectives, lots of different, you know, people from like vlogging, people from gaming, people from music, people from animation, like
and
all
one
different
thing
types
that
of channels.
Definitely holds true, and it's something that resonates with us too, is there's no one way to do what we're doing.
Yeah.
There's like, there are a few like best practices, but sometimes the people who break those best practices are the ones that do really well. So there's like,
yeah, it's just really interesting.
It's so interesting. You're right.
Yeah. So I've literally listened to every single episode. I went back in time and listened to all of them.
So we'll link that in the description below if you want to check that out.
Yeah. And we can link our Twitch stream too.
Yeah.
If you guys want to hang out with us while we stream stuff.
Yeah. We still don't know what we're doing with it.
Nope.
And that's kind of great. We play all sorts of different games. We have done some art on it. We've done some building on it. And we're just going to continue experimenting and not setting any expectations on ourselves for it. And just...
it's going to be like where we go to just play and hang out. And
just play and
whatever.
Hang out.
Like no expectations.
And that's kind of the joy of it.
Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah. Yeah. Well...
That was a lot. The podcast always goes by really fast for me.
It does go by really fast.
Yeah.
So I guess thank you guys for listening and checking us out. Like Evan said in the beginning, we should be on all the podcast places now.
If we're not someplace and you want us to be there, let us know in the comments of our YouTube video and we'll submit it and hopefully get it up and running.
Yeah. And if you want to find the YouTube video, it's at Evan and Caitlin Podcast. Just search that on YouTube.
YouTube.com/ Evan and Caitlin Podcast are right there.
Yep. So we should pop up. And so that's where you can like leave comments and interact and see videos of all the songs that we were playing.
Oh yeah. We're going to have
like,
them
put those
behind
up on the
us.
Green screen. Yeah. But yeah. And if you guys have a chance and you're on iTunes, you should give us a rating and review so other people can find us.
Thanks.
Thank you. Creepy outro.
All right, we're recording.
Okay, it's happening. It wasn't just a fever dream.
It's also a fever dream. Hey guys, it's the Evan and Caitlin Cut.
Good job.
Take two.